For four out of the last 5 years, we have frozen council tax in Portsmouth, particularly after the last general election, during the sort of main period of austerity. And whilst that has helped people, with inflation running at such a low level over the last few years, we now need to start increasing council tax to protect public services. And I carried out a very extensive budget consultation across the whole of the city. We had over 1% of the local population respond to that, just under 2,500 people. And it was overwhelmingly supported that people wanted council tax to be increased by a small amount to protect public services so that things like libraries and swimming pools and museums didn't have to close because they obviously value those services. What you have got in terms of the budget savings is a reduction in around 100 posts at the council. And what we have had is a recruitment freeze over the last 12 months. And so people who have left the organisation to go and take up jobs elsewhere, some of those positions have been frozen where the head of the operational service was able to do that. That equates to about 30 jobs. The other 60 jobs are going to have to be positions that we will have to cut. And so I put out a voluntary redundancy request a couple of months ago, and we've had over 165 responses to that of people that have worked for the organisation for a number of years that are saying that they would like to take voluntary redundancy. And whilst we can't say yes to all of those, because some of them are very key positions that we just simply can't live without, I do believe that we will be able to find the 100 posts reduction that we need to make without making any voluntary, any compulsory redundancies at all. You know, we've worked really, really hard on this budget since the election. It's taken us 5 or 6 months. It is a big budget. The council controls in excess of £720 million in totality. We've taken £75 million worth of savings out of the budget over the last 5 years. And I'm really pleased that we've been able to protect all of our libraries, our swimming pools. We've been able to protect things such as the public toilets, which were closed by predecessors in the past. And I believe that this is a well-balanced budget that will ensure we have great quality public services for the citizens of Portsmouth.